Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix, hanging out, and I literally cannot fit anything else in my stomach today. It's been a lot of fun. Shout out to all the listeners that have started stopping by. The traffic, foot traffic, is growing here inside of the Publix. We just had Brad stop by. We'll get into that probably here in just a little bit. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing almost at zero risk. Just throwing that out there. Almost ripped out of zero res. And it is our it's our opportunity to go to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in Jason Longshore. It is World Cup draw day. And, Jason, let me start with this. First of all, have you ever had the Atlanta United sub from Publix? Because it is, it's pretty phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever dabbled in
that. I have not had the Atlanta United sub. How was it?
Do yourself a favor. Walk into any Publix near you and order that Atlanta United sub. You won't regret it, my friend. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, Jason. Obviously, a lot going on today. I know that the Kennedy Center is going to have all that activity up there as the World Cup draws and the groups are set. I think the easiest place to start with you, though, is what's the best and worst case scenario for the United States in terms of what happens today?
I think the two teams to watch for that you want no part of if you're a U.S. fan is Morocco and Norway. Norway's the team in pot three, which they're ranked by FIFA rankings. So, you know, you can kind of go logically that pot two teams are going to be better than pot three, going to be better than pot four. But here's your caveats to that. Norway has the best striker in the world right now in Erling Haaland of Manchester City. He is an absolute monster and not who you want to see in a group stage game that could decide if you move on or not. So Norway's the team in pot three that can tilt any group. Morocco is a rising power at the moment. They were a semifinalist in the last World Cup. Their U-20s just won the World Cup this year. Just an incredible team. And the reason why that combination is so difficult rather than Croatia and Norway, because you can get two European teams. If you get Morocco out of pot two and you get Norway out of pot three, then you could get one of the European play-in teams in pot four in your group, which could be an Italy if they get it done. It could be a Denmark. It could be Poland. It could be somebody else who's really good. That creates the group of death scenario that nobody wants to see.
So I'm curious, Jason, I know Andy and Randy are going to be at Streets of Buckhead for the FIFA final draw watch party. They're going to be outside. They got to dress warm. Where are you going to be during the draw?
I'm going to be at the Brewhouse Cafe down in Little Five Points, America's best soccer bar. We are going to be inside, thankfully. We're going to be outside at one point, and luckily more intelligence prevailed on this. So we're going to be inside, not going to have to dress quite as warmly as Andy and Randy, but going to be a huge crowd. And what's been cool to see is, like, anywhere that you would think of that you would watch a soccer game or honestly just watch any game, that's going to have the draw today. You know, I've seen so many different places say, like, hey, come watch the draw with us. The excitement for something like this that is, you know, one, the village people performing and pulling ping pong balls out of a bucket. Everybody is pumped about this because of what it means.
Jason, what teams do you want to see come to Atlanta in this draw? What would be the best for – we would love for the USA to get here, but, you know, what would be maybe some good draws or some good games for your local soccer fan to come see?
I think the thing about who Atlanta will get, and we won't know until tomorrow when they do the schedule portion. And the reason why there's a delay is they want to optimize the scheduling portion of it for TV viewership worldwide because of the time zones. I think because of that, there's a good likelihood that we will get, if the draw works out to where these teams are in these groups, I think we could be fairly European heavy because with a roof, with air conditioning, we can have games at noon or 3 o'clock, which would be prime time games in the major European countries. Like if we get England or France or Germany or Spain, Atlanta would be ideal for those games. I think some of the sleepers in terms of teams I would like to see, because we're going to see teams from all the pots in the five group stage games in Atlanta. I think some of the sleepers would be a team like Scotland, for one, because their fans are amazing, and it's been a long time since they've been at the World Cup, so they will travel and they will probably drink this town dry if they get here to Atlanta. So that will be a lot of fun. A team like South Korea or Japan, I think, would be a huge surprise for maybe Atlanta soccer fans that don't understand how big that community is in our area. A team like Colombia would be huge here. But I'll give you a wild card that I think would be really cool because of its Atlanta connections, Curaçao. When you think about all of the Braves' connections with Curaçao, that would create a really cool atmosphere, and I think a really cool like local rooting interest. You know, if you've got, because when they had their big World Cup qualifier against Jamaica that they had to get a result to get here, it was Andrew Jones who did the hype video that came out on social media for the Curaçao national team. That would be a really cool local connection if Curaçao comes to Atlanta.
Jason Longshore hanging out with us, Atlanta United analyst and obviously knower of all things the beautiful game. Jason, look, I think I want to get more U.S. men's national team heavy here as we talk about this. And what do you think this spring needs to look like for the U.S. men's national team? I know they've got a couple of matches coming up this spring at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we can see them front and center. What do you think they need to have happening with that team as they move towards the World Cup?
Continue to build on what we've seen in these last couple of windows. It's always tough when you don't have to qualify in a way because you don't get those competitive games that can bring a group together. And Mauricio Pochettino has had to work at figuring out the best way for this team to play. And he settled into a shape that suits the players that he has. I think playing three center backs with this group and then making everything else fit around that just works really well for the players that he has at his disposal. He has a group of talent, in my opinion, that is really good. You don't have the top end talent that, you know, an Argentina, Spain, and England would have, but you've got a very good group 1 to 25. There's not as much of a separation between those. Christian Pulisic is a world-class player. You're going to need to get him playing at his best in this tournament for you to have a good success. But when you look at what you want to see in those games in March with Belgium and Portugal, two of the biggest tests that we've had since Copa America in 2024, you've got to be defensively secure. You've got to have somebody like Chris Richards from Birmingham, Alabama, be as good as he's been in England. He's got to be that with the national team. And you're going to need to have some of these younger guys who have stepped up and done well against World Cup teams that you've beaten here lately, like Uruguay, like Paraguay, like Japan. You've got to have these younger guys continue to build. The thing that stands out to me about the U.S., and it didn't really get talked about enough here in my opinion, when we beat Paraguay in the last round of friendlies, their coach said to their media, if you don't match the U.S. intensity, you can't cope with it. That's been the thing that Pochettino has been able to do. He's got this team playing extremely hard. They'll press you. They're going to harass you. They're going to make it difficult for you to play to get the way you want to play. If this group across the board can continue to do that, they can compete with anybody in the tournament. Then you need those moments of magic to go win games.
Jason, I think I speak for most of our listening audience right now. I'll be glued to your Twitter later on today to get your thoughts. You know all things about the beautiful game, my friend. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, y'all. Grab me some apple fritters there at Publix, okay?
Hey, man. Pretzels are going down, the bagels, everything, hummus. It's all going down. Thanks again, buddy.